From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Master Naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is the red alder. The most common deciduous tree in Willapa National Wildlife Refuge is the red alder. Its pale gray bark, often marked with patches of moss, causes it to be mistaken for a birch tree at a distance. The green leaves have serrated edges, and the veins form characteristic pairs on either side of a single central vein. The edge of the leaf also curls under slightly, something that sets it apart from other alder species. In late winter and spring, red alders produce both male and female flowers. The male flowers are red-tinted, dangling catkins, while the female flowers start out in an upright cluster, but then turn into cone-like structures that release the mature seeds. Red alders are frequently found in riparian zones along fresh water. In addition to moss, they often have thick colonies of old man's beard and other lichens arrayed along their branches and trunks. They are also home to many animals and offer shelter to birds, squirrels, Pacific tree frogs, and a wide variety of insects and other invertebrates. It shares its riparian habitat with a variety of shrubs and other forest plants, including salmonberry, thimbleberry, sword fern, red elderberry, and trees like western red cedar and Sitka spruce. Red alder is a first succession tree. When a landscape is heavily disturbed due to a blowdown, clear cutting, or other massive change, it may take several years to recover. While smaller plants are the first to recolonize the area, red alders may show up even within a couple of decades, depending on the location. They also help to stabilize the soil and offer food and shelter to wildlife, and they are a valuable nitrogen fixers, adding this valuable element to the soil through their root system. Red alder is often overlooked, but it is truly ecologically a valuable tree. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.